I was excited to come today, and I wanted to think about this gospel reading together a little bit because it's a special one for me. Well, first of all, this was my ordination text and the text, the gospel that was read when I was installed here at St. Stephen's almost 4 years ago now. It's also a very interesting passage biblically. It's the only passage in the entire New Testament where we see two women speaking to each other. Makes it pretty unique and pretty interesting. And of course, it's not a text we get to read often. It only pops up in this season of Advent with the waiting and the preparing as we are readying ourselves for the birth of Jesus. And finally, well, the other reason this text is very interesting to me is I was very recently, of course, in the same state as these two women, right? These two pregnant and expecting mothers speaking to one another. And we have the proof of that matter with us today. Babbling back there for you. There's a lot of waiting when you're waiting for a child, right? Some people have to wait even to be pregnant, right? That's a difficult thing for many families today, and it can take a while. Even when you are pregnant, there's a lot of waiting to do. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. You're worrying about what to eat, right, ladies? And you're worrying about taking care of your health. If you have a friend or a sibling who's pregnant, you might worry for them and offer them the seat first, right? Get them off their feet, try to take care of them. And of course, the labor process itself leaves us with plenty to wait for and worry about. As I'm thinking of all this waiting of Mary and Elizabeth, expecting their babies, expecting who their babies might grow into, I'm reminded of something that Pastor Nail from Christ in Wantagh said a couple weeks ago on the first Sunday of Advent. One of the blessings of being off is I've got to visit some of our other local pastors. And Pastor Nail said, Advent prepares us not for Christmas, but for Christ. Advent prepares us not for Christmas, but for Christ. And maybe that's what these two women are reminding us in part with their story today, because these women in their pregnancies are not preparing for a holiday, they're not preparing for a feast day, they're not wrapping presents and baking cookies like I will be doing this afternoon. No, they're preparing for very real babies to enter their lives, actual people. They're preparing for life and for love and for the joy that a new little one brings to enter their homes. They're preparing not for Christmas, but they're preparing for John the Baptist and for Christ. A real baby, a real person with real life and real teachings. And that's who we're preparing for, too, to welcome very soon, right? This fourth Sunday of Advent comes just one day before Christmas Eve, when many of us will gather again to celebrate the birth of this long-awaited baby. What does it mean to really follow Christ if we're preparing for Christ and not for Christmas? What does this season of Advent mean for us? What do the 12 days of Christmas afterward mean for us if we're not following a holiday but a real baby that grows into a real person with real life and real love and real teachings? I think our other readings today give us a little bit of a hint of that. We got to hear Mary's Magnificat twice, right? A reminder how this God is the one who lifts up the lowly, who feeds the hungry, who dashes the thoughts of the proud, who brings down the powerful leaders, who favors those who are humble, who are in need. Our reading from the book of Hebrews reminds us that this God takes no pleasure in our offerings, in our sacrifices, in our attempts to make ourselves worthy of God, because Jesus is the one who will make us worthy already. Our reading from the book of Micah reminds us that of the place of Jesus' birth and of the role that he will take. It reminds us of this humble little town without much historical significance otherwise. I wonder when we think about these humble beginnings of the birth of our God, when we think about the role that he will play that's told to us in Hebrews and in Mary's song, the Magnificat, I wonder how that might change our perspective on what Advent means, what it means to ready ourselves not for Christmas, but for Christ, the real baby, the real person, the real life and love who we are preparing to enter very soon. Thanks be to God. Amen.